kids in Hawaii have a vaping problem. They use electronic cigarettes and vaping devices at some of the highest rates seen anywhere in the country. States like California have moved to curb youth vaping by banning flavored tobacco products. But for years, similar measures have failed to gain legislative approval in Hawaii. Brian Mee is a pediatrician on Oahu and medical director of the Kapi'olani Medical Center Smoke-Free Families Program. He says high schoolers in Hawaii vape at rates twice the national average.
And our middle school average has been three times as much.
Statewide, almost half of high schoolers and about a third of middle schoolers reported vaping at least once in a 2017 survey. Rates were even higher on the neighbor islands. Vaping products contain the same addictive chemical found in cigarettes, nicotine. And Mee says minors are especially vulnerable to nicotine addiction, which can have lifelong implications.
These are habits that are established early on. Once they're hooked on nicotine, it's hard to kick it.
Flavored products are a major factor in kids getting hooked on vaping. According to the American Heart Association, 80% of youth vapers report their first e-cigarette product was flavored. California recently approved a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products. It's scheduled to take effect in January. But in Hawaii, vapes and e-cigarettes are less regulated than traditional tobacco products like cigarettes.
Right now, we have very little regulation on electronic smoking devices.
Liza Ryan Gill runs the Flavors Hook Kids Hawaii campaign to ban flavored tobacco products. Like traditional tobacco, the sale of e-cigarettes in Hawaii is illegal to anyone under the age of 21. But vapes and e-cigarettes are not taxed like tobacco, nor are there restrictions on internet sales or flavors. Ryan Gill says Big Tobacco has fought hard to keep Hawaii from regulating its new generation of addictive products.
They are spending lots of money to make sure that these bills don't get passed.
That effort appears to have been successful. HPR's analysis found that over the past 5 years, more than 80 bills proposing to restrict or tax e-cigarettes were heard at the state legislature. Only three became law, including one raising the age to purchase e-cigarettes from 18 to 21. Tobacco giant Altria bought a 35% stake in the vaping manufacturer Juul in 2018. The company made around $90,000 in campaign donations to Hawaii political candidates in the 2020 election cycle, according to campaign spending reports. One lawmaker in particular appears to be responsible for defeating more than a dozen efforts to restrict underage vaping in recent years. Representative Sylvia Luke chairs the powerful House Finance Committee. Since 2015, 14 bills that would have restricted vaping have died in her committee. They include four proposed bans on flavored products and two to impose penalties for retailers selling to minors. Only one in 14 received an actual up or down vote. The rest were simply deferred or not scheduled for a hearing, decisions that are made by the committee chair. Over that same period, Luke received nearly $20,000 in campaign donations from tobacco companies or lobbyists registered to represent them. The donations peaked in 2019. That year, Luke's committee killed six bills attempting to reduce the sale of vaping devices to minors. The committee instead passed a measure that would have imposed fines on underage violators and allowed teachers to confiscate e-cigarettes at schools. That bill was ultimately vetoed by Governor David Ige. Representative Luke declined HPR's multiple requests for interviews for this story, but here she is talking to KHON News after the 2019 legislative session.
We're hoping that stronger, tougher penalties and confiscation is really, the approach to take, because we need to send a strong message.
Over the period examined by HPR, Luke's committee did approve six vaping-related measures, including one this year that would have banned flavored products. But it also imposed penalties for underage possession, which advocates say is the wrong approach. The bill ultimately failed to gain approval, as lawmakers were forced to shift their focus to the COVID-19 pandemic. Liza Ryan Gill says it takes the average adult seven attempts to quit tobacco, and punishing addicted users is not the way to go.
For our kids to quit, they need to feel that they can come forward and say, this thing has got me and I can't get free from it.
The pandemic derailed many legislative efforts this year, but those who oppose vaping say they will continue to fight in 2021. Maui Senator Rosalind Baker has been a major supporter of vaping legislation. She thinks there is still strong support for addressing the problem.
I'm certain that those of us that helped work on the legislation last session are still willing to do that again.
On the issue of big tobacco influencing lawmakers, Baker says a well-organized lobbying effort does cause legislators to look more closely at an issue, but she remains optimistic.
Big tobacco has always played a role in items that come out of the legislature, but I think we have truth and good science on our side that they cannot muster.
Even with science, the effort will likely be complicated by the ongoing economic crisis, with some lawmakers reluctant to impose restrictions on business during a recession. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.